Sabihin mo kung ano yung income goal mo, kung ano yung time, financial goal mo, set it, and you are set to achieve it dito sa freelance world. Because sobrang open ng world nito, open for opportunities. Somebody who started from zero, walang tinapos, walang alam sa freelancing, walang alam sa design, as in everybody gets equal opportunity. Hey friends, it's Nian here and welcome to the MMF Secret Tapes Volume 1. If you've been wanting to do freelancing and you're looking for something practical and straightforward, something that can really help you achieve an income the multi-million freelancer way, then this is very much perfect for you. Now, to get the most out of this, make sure you have a pen and a paper ready, pull up your worksheets, and we'll jump right into it. Hey everyone, it's Nian. So right now, we're down to the fifth episode of the Multi-Million Freelance Secret Tapes Volume 1 for aspiring freelancers. This is the last episode for this Volume 1. Ngayon, pag-usapan natin yung what skills are high-paying. Ano nga ba yung mga skills na worth it na talagang pagtuunan ng pansin at aralin na talagang magbibigay sa inyo ng tumataging ting na revenue. But before we go to that, if you're here, I hope that you've already listened to the episodes 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Volume 1. Yung for aspiring freelancers. I hope you got to that already because this episode won't make sense if hindi nyo pa napakinggan yung first four. So, mga quick ano lang naman yun, mga quick episodes. You might as well get to it muna before you get to listen to this if you haven't yet. But if you have, let's get to it na. Okay, game. So, ngayon, pag-uusapan talaga natin. Talagang-talaga. What skills are high-paying? I believe I've already talked about this in one of my webinars. In that previous webinar, I've enumerated some of the skills that I think are really high-paying. And I will enumerate those again right now, as in now na. So ngayon, ang sasabihin ko sa inyo ay branding, graphic design, copywriting, sales funnel, Facebook ads. So yan. Yan yung mga first thing in mind talaga na maiisip ko. But hindi tungkol dyan yung talagang pag-uusapan natin sa episode na to. Because I could go on and on and on and on and on sa mga high-paying skills na meron dyan. Pwedeng video editing, pwedeng website design. I mean, you could see a lot of millionaires from all of this industry. So I guess you see where this is headed. And sasabihin ko sa inyo yun ngayon na regardless of the skill that you are to choose, you could be prosperous at it. And I guess, ending this Volume 1, ito yung pinaka masasabi ko na pinaka mahalagang episode para sa akin. Kasi dito ko talaga ma-explain sa inyo na regardless of the skill that you will be choosing, pare-parehas lang yan. And I can say that confidently, pare-parehas lang. And alam nyo ba kung saan yung difference? Alam nyo ba kung saan nagkakatalo? Kung bakit people of different industries, ang dami nyong makikita from iba't ibang industry are all successful in different ways kahit from iba't iba silang industry. I will tell you about this 3 major things and ito yung pag-uusapan natin dito sa episode na to. I will discuss with you what makes the difference, what makes you a high-paying freelancer, what makes you a millionaire, what makes you that freelancer who has both time and financial freedom. So let's begin with number 1. It's persistence. Persistence in what you do, ibig sabihin, you do not lose enthusiasm no matter how many times you fail. Kahit gaano ka paulit-ulit na re-reject, kahit gaano ka paulit-ulit na le-let down, you do not lose enthusiasm kasi you always go back to your day one. Always remember, bakit ba ito yung napili kong skill? Ano yung nakita ko dito? Ano yung naging deciding factor ko? Bakit? Always remember that para hindi tayo maging biktima ng shiny new object. Ano ba yung shiny new object? Ito, may experience nyo once nandito na kayo sa freelancing world. Let's say, napili mo na nga si branding. Tapos, mamaya, meron kang friend-friend na nag-post na ang dami niya ng wins, ito yung mga naging client niya, etc., etc. Tapos, yung skill niya, nasa sales funnel. So ikaw, ang gagawin mo, ay ayoko na ng branding, walang pera dito. Doon ako sa sales funnel kasi si friend kumikita na ng ganito. Tapos halos magkasabayan lang din kami. Tapos once na nandun ka na sa sales funnel, ma-realize mo na, ay hindi din to para sa akin kasi wala na naman akong client. Ito, si friend, nakita ko, nagka-copywriting siya, baka dito ako siswertihin. So ikaw, jump to another, another skill na naman. Hanggang sa mangyari, mag-jump ka. Hanggang sa wala na nangyari. Kasi ang mangyayari, ma-overwhelm ka, isipin mo, ay, freelancing is not for me. Ang dami nang dadating na rason sa'yo. And that doesn't make you somebody who is persistent. Okay lang, kahit na sabihin natin na isang beses magpalit ka kasi na-realize mo na yung heart mo nandito talaga. So, nandyan talaga yung mga ganyang instances. Nangyayari yan. But, you should always take note and be aware of yourself kung ang ginagawa mo na is you're jumping from one thing to another na parang wala nangyayari just because you're not persistent enough to see or witness your results. Always leave that with you. Always be persistent and it will always be a great gift. It will always be a great discipline for yourself to not lose enthusiasm, lalo na if things are not going the way you expected things to be. It's freelancing. You're in business. Ang daming pwede mangyari. Ang daming surprises. And you should be ready for that. And we should be always looking at overcoming it. Kung ano man yung dumating. So that's number one. Number two is knowing how to position yourself in the industry. Ito, sobrang mahalaga. Ito yung main secret kung bakit may mga 17-year-old, 18-year-old na walang experience sa freelancing na ngayon mga milyonaryo na. Kasi they know how to position themselves. They are confident about the offers that they have. So ngayon, ang kailangan mong gawin is alamin mo yung offer mo, alamin mo yung market mo, and alamin mo kung gaano ka-valuable yung offer mo. Kasi there's no other way. Kung hindi mo makikita kung gaano kahalaga yung offer mo, hindi din nila makikita. Hindi makikita ng clients natin. You need to know how to position yourself in the industry. And the easiest way to do that is seeing the value of your work. Kasi if dun palang bagsak na tayo, then paano pa tayo sa number three? The number three that makes all the difference is having the ability to close better clients that aligns with your business vision. Ibig sabihin ito is you have the ability to say no to things that doesn't align with your business vision. So when you're a freelancer who has the ability to close better clients that aligns with your business vision, you're a freelancer who is prosperous. You're a freelancer na hindi kailangan mag-worry about the clients kasi yung mga clients mo, hindi sakit sa ulo. Yung mga clients mo, okay magbayad. Yung mga clients mo, ka-align mo, ka-parehas mo ng vision, madali ka-trabaho. That you actually get to work with clients who respect your time, who respect your worth, and everything that you can dream of about a client. And that is what makes all the difference. So ngayon pa lang, alam ko na na itatanong niyo sa akin yan. Nian, paano ba kami makakahanap ng client? Paano ba kami magkakamira ng ability to close better clients? One tip that I have to share with you right now is you have to have your own non-negotiables. Whether you like it or not, kailangan meron tayong non-negotiables kasi tayo ang magde-desisyon ng mga bagay-bagay sa buhay natin. Again, whether we like it or not, we have to decide. And isn't it a good thing that the decision is ours? Ang kailangan mong gawin, kailangan may non-negotiable ka. Ano ba yung non-negotiable? Sige, gawin natin example sa sarili ko. Sa akin, ang non-negotiable ko is the client is easy to work with. And that client understands what my services are all about and what my creative direction is. Kasi, if pumasa ka dun sa mga factors na yon, it allows me to open up a space for you, for my client's list. Kasi, alam ko na nag-a-align ka sa business vision ko. Kasi, ako personally, ayaw ko nang masyado ako nasistress, masyado ako may mga sakit ng ulo na unnecessary naman. If that happens, na I felt like okay tayo, magiging okay yung relationship natin, and I feel like you're going to be easy as a client, and ako, on my side, I am confident that I can help you out, I can help your business grow, then it's a deal. And hindi mangyayari yun if ako mismo, I don't have my non-negotiables. So, kayo mismo, kailangan meron kayo non-negotiables para it's going to be easy for you to say no to opportunities na hindi naman nag-a-align sa vision mo. And if alam mo yung non-negotiables mo, then this gives you the way to negotiate things. Kasi meron kang ininegotiate. Alam mo kung anong gusto mo. Pag alam mo yung gusto mo, meron kang ininegotiate. Yun lang yun. That's a very big advantage for you to win better client. A way to every prosperous freelance business, palagi yan good clients. Kasi pwedeng madami kang income, madami nga pumapasok sa'yo na income, pero stress na stress ka naman. Are you going to be happy with the income that you have? Then I guess no. Siguro mapapaisip ka na lang na sana bumalik na lang ako sa corporate job ko, at least doon less yung stress. Eh diba, kaya nga in the first place kaya tayo nag-freelancing, para more time, more happy-happy. Pero ayaw natin na mangyari na maging puro stress lang kasi mali yung mga nagiging clients natin. And if you think that we cannot choose our clients, dun ka talaga nagkakamali. Because here, right now, I am telling you, you can. And that is the very main reason why I've reached my 8-figure mark, even if I'm in the business for less than 2 years and I'm handling less than a roster of 10 clients. And I think that's a really good amount for that. Well, because I know what my non-negotiables are. I know what are the things that are important to me, and I know how to negotiate things, and I know how to say no. So, dun pa lang, meron na akong control sa business ko. Kasi alam ko kung sino yung mga tao na gusto kong makatrabaho, na pwede kong matulungan at kaya kong matulungan. Kasi guys, it's always a two-way street. It's not just your client who's gonna decide if gusto ko niyang katrabaho. No, it's two-way. Tayo din, mag-decide din tayo kung gusto ba kitang katrabaho. And that's how we go in business. And if you're gonna go to freelancing, you have to have that state of mind. You have to have that mentality. And isn't it such a bliss for us to think about that? Na meron tayong choice, meron tayong option. So that's just it. O, diba? Everything seems so simple, but right now, what I want you to do is really internalize dun sa mga na-mention ko dito sa episode na to. Because believe me, these things will make or break your financial journey. Diba? Kaya nga kayo nandito eh. Kaya ka nakikinig dito because you want to speed things up. You want to level up your way of living. You want to have both time and financial freedom. And right now, again, do yourself a favor and think about all of these things. Yung persistence in what you do, knowing how to position yourself in the industry, and having the ability to close better clients, etc. Kasi, whether you like it or not, one way or another, pag nandito ka sa freelance industry, you would have to take it all in and gagawin at gagawin mo yung mga yan. So you might as well think about all of these things today and do what you can tomorrow. Hey there, are you currently in the zone and enjoying what we're discussing so far? If so, then I am glad, but allow me to quickly invite you to head over at www.viewsworkshops.com. In the downloads page, you will discover a quick and super actionable 3-step roadmap in a form of a workbook. This exact roadmap enabled thousands of my students to get redirection in their freelance business goals and get actual income without the overwhelm. So, be ready to get your hands on the actual roadmap and get to your 100K or even million earning months regardless if you're a newbie or an experienced freelancer. By taking action with that workbook, you are guaranteed to walk away with actionable strategies, and yes, this is absolutely free. Plus, this gives you access to a scheduled free 3-day webinar that I only give limited people access to. So I hope to see you there. the last episode of the Volume 1 of the Multi-Million Freelance Secret Tapes, I would like to leave you with this message that to you, listener, palagi niyong tatandaan na dito sa freelancing world, once you enter the freelancing world, you're in the business world. And when you're in the business world, everything suddenly becomes limitless. And I cannot emphasize that enough. Sabihin mo kung ano yung income goal mo, kung ano yung time, financial goal mo, set it. And you are set to achieve it dito sa freelance world. Because sobrang open ng world nito, open for opportunities. Somebody who started from zero, walang tinapos, walang alam sa freelancing, walang alam sa design, as in everybody gets equal opportunity. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. Because everybody has access to the same things. And just like you, this is a free content. And lahat tayo, iisa tayo ng content na naa-access. It is just how we apply it. It is just how resourceful we are. And how action takers we are. So sana palagi nyo tandaan yan. The power is in your hands, right in your fingertips. Konting trabaho lang, konting effort pa. Mapupunta din tayo dun sa mga dreams natin. And it doesn't have to take so many years. With the power that social media has right now, sobrang nakaka-amaze na anybody starting from zero could turn to hundreds of thousands, to millions, and we don't even have to wait for years. I mean, alam nyo na yan, kita nyo na, it's happening everywhere. Business na lumalabas here and there, all starting from zero. And now, look where they are. So, the same thing can happen to you. Kaya nga, nandito kami to guide you, to share with you our experiences. Because we want you guys to also experience the same things that we are experiencing. And by the end of the day, when one gets to their goals or their dreams like I did, all the best that we could do is to pay it forward. And sana, it fulfills its purpose right now, lalo na. A lot of people are struggling and I hope that this content will really help you guys. So, folks, it's the end to this episode. That's the end to this volume. But, hindi dyan natatapos ang lahat. Siyempre, tuloy-tuloy tayo. And dun sa volume 2, we will be talking about how to get better clients with Nian. And that's with me. Doon sa volume 2, pag-uusapan natin kung paano nyo ba malalagpasan yung pagiging rejected, pagiging scene zone, pagiging ghosted ng mga clients na gusto nyo maging client, at paano natin ma-reach yung financial goals natin like I did. Kung paano ko nagawa na ma-reach ko yung 8-figure mark ko kahit less than 2 years pa lang ako in freelancing. So everything that's about clients, pag-uusapan natin sa volume 2. Because we all know, truth be told, kahit gaano kadaming alam natin sa freelancing, kahit gaano tayo kagaling sa skill natin, ang kailangan nating lahat as freelancers by the end of the day, clients. So we are all business person, kaya nga tayo, diba, be your own boss, yan ang peg natin. And as entrepreneurs, customers, dyan tayo nabubuhay. Kailangan natin ng customers. Sila ang bubuhay sa atin, sila ang magpapayaman sa atin. And in freelancing terms, customers means clients. Because no clients means no income. So, sino ba namang gusto na freelancer ka nga, pero wala ka namang clients, ibig sabihin, wala ka ding income. So, we will solve just that. If you're that person who's very committed to making freelancing really work for you and you are open to listen so you can cut the entire learning curve to land your first, second, third premium client and gusto nyo mag-leave ng bagong life as a quote-unquote professional freelancer who earns big in the freelancing industry. So if you're ready to take the leap and go all in para sa mga pangarap mo like I did when I was starting out, let's go ahead and i-unlock natin yung volume 2 which is all about getting better clients. So yung naghihintay sa iyo doon, mga workbooks and a lot of audio files like this na pag-uusapan natin kung paano nga ba talaga magkakamira ng quote-unquote, again, perfect client base who's gonna make you prosperous, who's gonna make you rich in the freelancing industry. So, ayan, once again, this is Nian and I am all for you reaching your time and financial freedom, your freelance goals, and I will see you in volume 2. I hope you loved this episode, and if you did, post your biggest takeaway, rave about it with your friends, and tag me at It's Nian on Instagram. I'd love to see you there, and all the best.